sat down in the snow and said, I'm going to sit here and die. You go on and escape without me. You go on to freedom and liberty. They discussed it for a few minutes. And finally his daughter, the mother of that baby, walked over to that father, that grandfather, and whispered something in his ear. He got up, picked up the baby, and began to walk, and walked through the snow, and walked across the frozen river, and came to liberty. Amen. Years later, they were asking that mother, and they said, what was it that you whispered in his ear? She said, I simply told him it was his turn to carry the baby. Amen. Listen to me, young people. You cannot quit. You cannot give up. You cannot let it go. You cannot sit down and die. You cannot let the cold take over. Amen. You've got to get up and carry the baby. It's your turn for you to stand up and get the load and get the burden and start carrying it. I pray, God, there'd be somebody tonight that would hear the Holy Ghost whisper in their ear, it's your turn, son. It's your turn to carry it. It's your turn to pick it up. It's your turn to get under the burden. It's your turn to have holiness. It's your turn to have Pentecost. It's your turn. I wanted to tell you at COYC on 2009, it's your turn, youth campers. It's your time right now. This is the generation. It's your generation. It's your time. It's your year. It's your day. It's your turn to have it. We know, help me, Holy Ghost. We know that in races, runners will carry a baton. In that relay race, they will run their leg of the race, and then they will hand the baton off to another runner. That runner will complete his leg of the course, and then he will slip it into the hand of another runner. Every one of them realizes when they feel it slip into the palm of their hand behind their back, it's now my turn to carry it. It's now my turn to run the race. It's my time to do my part. Hey, it's your turn tonight, church. Hey, we have grandmas and grandpas that sit among us tonight. I tell you, Brother Morris Brown came to my mind today. Amen. Brother Morris, would you come here for just a minute? Amen. I don't know how old Brother Morris is. I would not ask him here in front of everybody. Amen. But Brother Morris Brown has carried the baton of holiness. He has carried the baton of Pentecost for many years. He has been a faithful help. He has been a faithful man. He has been one to shout. Amen. You see Kent shouting up here. Amen. He learned it from Brother Morris Brown. Amen. Yes, I tell you, this is a man that has carried the baton. But do you know what he did? He took it one day and handed it off. He handed it to his children. Amen. Go over there to the lighthouse at Prague, Oklahoma, and let one of his boys grab a guitar, and let another one grab a harmonica, and let another one grab the microphone, and begin to have song service. I tell you, the baton has been passed to another generation. But do you know what? That's not the last generation. That young man that led sound service tonight, he was a third generation. Amen. It's been handed off again. Brother Dustin, you're carrying the baton of holiness. You're carrying the baton of Pentecost. You're carrying it. It's your turn. But Brother Dustin, one day you're going to hand it off to another boy by the name of Dylan, and he's going to carry it for his generation. I tell you, friend, you've got to have the baton and you've got to pass it on. Yes, Grandma treasured it. Yes, Grandpa cherished it. But now it's your turn. It's your turn to feel it slip into the palm of your hand and say, I've got to do it. I've got to shout. I've got to run. I've got to pray. I've got to fast. I've got to live holiness. I've got to uphold the standard. It's my turn to carry the baton for Jesus. Glory. Ha-ha. Hey, man. You may not understand this, but I feel my strength ebbing, and I need the Holy Ghost to help me here. Amen. I want to show you three things. First of all is the greatness of your passion. For the Bible said in verse number 6 of our text, amen, he said, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face. Amen, there is a passion there. It's their turn to seek him. It's their turn to seek their face. Amen, let me tell you, young people, you have got to passionately seek the presence of God. You have got to get a passion for the things of the Lord. It's your turn to passionately seek out godly things in your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Hear the preacher. Do not seek out any worldly thing before you seek out God. Always seek God's will. Always seek God's plan. Passionately seek after him. But also not just his godly things, but seek God. You must seek him. Put your focus on God. Seek his presence. Seek him in the place of prayer. Seek him in a week of fasting. Seek him in the word of God. You've got to seek him out. Hey, other generations have their story of glory, but I'd like to see this generation have a story to tell of how I passionately sought out God and God moved on my behalf. How about it, young man? Do you have your own story of glory? How about it, young lady? Do you have your own story to tell of how you sought out God at youth camp and God came through and blessed? Seek out God. It's your turn. Amen. Get passionate about it. Forget the passion for the ball game. Forget the passion for a job. Forget the passion for sports. Forget the passion for a car. Forget the passion for a spouse. Amen. Go ahead and get passionate about God. Let it consume your life. Amen. Seek him. Seek thy face, oh God. That's what you got to do. Oh, we've got to pass on a passion for God. Not only do we have that greatness of our passion, but also notice the goal of their purity. For he said in verse number 4, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not filled up his soul, lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He begins to tell them that they must have a purity in their life. Amen, young people, that's what we've got to have. You must have clean hands and a pure heart. There has got to be a goal in your life. I want to live pure before the Lord. I want to live pure before him. This generation struggles with that purity. Oh, yes, it does. It is so influenced by Hollywood. It is so influenced by music. It is so influenced by Nashville. Amen. That they struggle with purity. They struggle in their thought life. Their mind is bombarded through the internet. Amen. With impure things. Amen. Ads that will pop up. Amen. Endorsements that will come across the screen. Amen. That are filling your mind with impure thoughts. Not only that, but in their activities, they struggle against the world. Not only their activities, but in their morals, they struggle with purity in their life. In their heart, they struggle with it. The pure life is under attack. The pure life is under attack. Somehow, the importance of purity has been overlooked by this generation. But this, you must know, purity is vital. For without clean hands and without a pure heart, you will never feel the power of God. You will never feel the presence of God. Amen. That's what the writer was saying. Who's going to have him? Who's going to have the power of God? He that hath a clean hand and he that has a pure heart. Amen. Let me tell you right now, the charismatic church does not know the real power of God. For they have impure hearts and impure hands. But I came to tell you tonight that the holiness people, amen, that are living pure, amen, they know what the real power is. It's the power of God that comes on a pure life. Amen. I want it, don't you? I want to live pure that I might have His presence and I might have His power. Give me a pure heart. How do we have it? You must experience it on the inside. It is a pure heart. Yes, there must be a heart cleansing experience. You must have it. Oh, Holy Ghost, help me preach. Amen. Salvation is first an inside job. It is an inside work. The Bible said He is faithful and just to cleanse us and to forgive us. Sin has got to be cleansed from the heart. Amen. If there is no heart cleansing, then the outward life of purity is hypocritical. You can live right. Amen. With your sleeves all the way down. You can live right with your neckline just where it ought to be. You can keep the pants all the way to the ankle and the hemline of the skirt all the way below the knee and die lost and go to hell. There has got to be an experience.